guys! Are you looking for a way to be more intentional about prayer with your family and to really help your kids look outside of their own little worlds and start praying for the people that they might not think about first? Well, we've got a product designed to do just that. We've been doing it with our family and we can't wait to share it with yours. So if you're excited to hear about it, we'd love for you to go to our website and put your email address in to hear about that and some other fun and adorable products coming out at the same time. Thanks!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 5 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we are talking about simple traditions that have become really important to our family.
Absolutely. And to be really candid, I used to be a mom who didn't think much of traditions. I mean, I have some traditions that I grew up with that were really special to me and important to me, but I kind of got to the point of like, well, I'm busy, you know, and there's a lot going on, and is it really necessary to do very specific traditions, you know? But I remember being at a women's retreat and our senior pastor's wife pointing out how the Israelites were commanded by the Lord to remember certain things, to give God glory and honor every year at the same time for specific things, to have these traditions as a way of really pointing to the Lord and who He is and honoring Him. And recently, a few months ago, read a book called Practicing Hospitality by Pat Enos and Lisa Tatlock. And they discuss traditions in that book as well, which has really spurred me on. Noelle Piper has a book all about traditions I can't wait to read because it got me realizing how special traditions are when we redeem them as a Christian family as a way to either point our children more towards the Lord or honor Him specifically. And it's really shifted my whole perspective from, hey, I'm too busy for this, to, no, this is really valuable.
Yeah. So what are some of the traditions that we do here as a family?
So we do family movie nights every Friday. And our kids are super pumped about this. We have the TV off for pretty much the whole week, unless there's an exception. But they know that on Friday night, like, I make a special fun dinner. There's dessert. And we sit around and we watch a family movie together.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about navigating that in today's world with finding a movie that might be good for the family.
We watch a lot of really old movies. I mean, we do watch some newer movies. I mean, we did just watch the Smurfs movie, and I was pleased with how that was done. But, you know, we watch The Sound of Music. We watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know, like, we're going to watch The Swiss Family Robinson when we're done reading it. Sometimes that's what we do. We watch a movie based on a book that we finished.
Yeah, no, and I found it's really actually a pleasing thing to watch my kids walk around the house, like, reciting lines from an old movie, like Sound of Music, and just singing about, you know, the things they sang about in that movie. So that's exciting for me. I don't know why that even brings the tradition maybe even into a deeper place where it's bringing it all the way back to, like, you know, times of old and traditions within maybe my family when I was growing up or something like that. But another one is one-on-one dates with you. What's that all about?
I take the kids and we go to a little spot and just sit, and it's different for each of the kids. Our 9-year-old loves to play games. So we sit and we play Battleship or we play Farkle, something like that. Our 6-year-old, she just loves to chat. So she's like her mama. So we talk about whatever's on her mind. And then our 3-year-old, she loves books. So we bring her favorite princess books and we read them together. And it's like half an hour to an hour. It's not, you know, a ton of time, but to them in their little world, it is. And it's special. And I get to know what's on their mind. And I mean, you've started doing something similar. What are your days like with the kids?
Yeah. So I do Saturday breakfast with my kids. So Saturday breakfast with daddy. And, it's something that we actually budget for. So it's something that's, you know, built right into our lifestyle, something that is important to us. And I think that's the thing about traditions that I've noticed, is that it really shows the kids, especially when they're a big part of it, that this is intentional time to build into a relationship with them. And that is part of a tradition. Again, we always talk about we're raising adults, not kids. And the idea is, what's that going to look like for them as adults? Like, mm-hmm. I want my kids to be in really good marriages. I want my kids to be really serving their church and really serving authority figures in their lives well. So, you know, this idea of creating intentionality for them to be able to be the kind of person that's willing to set aside some time every single week or month or year, whenever, and do things in a specific way because it's meaningful, and then give God the glory. I mean, if we had a handful of kids when we were older that did that, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, and it's really special because you think sometimes that the kids maybe aren't enjoying it as much as they are, but one night Charlie had to work a little bit late, and so he couldn't come for the beginning of movie night. He had to come, you know, partway into it. And like our kids were like a mess crying. And I was like, guys, he's coming. But they just, you know, they do a whole announcement and it's like a big deal.
It is pretty cool. Like they get up like the MGM, like, you know, trumpets and everything. Like they get up and they like pretend they have a trumpet and they announce like, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's movie is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And then they yell and scream and it's really fun. So yeah, traditions have been really important to our family and they will continue to be. I can't wait to see what traditions come next.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again this week, guys. We brought this podcast to you straight from our kitchen table in sunny Southern California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.